It's the Paul Wilborn Show. Well, you know Paul from the Palladium. You know him as an author of Paul Wilborn, Cigar City, Florida Hustle. I mean, listen, the man is everywhere. He's a musician. His wife, Eugenie, has a new film coming out. But hey, this isn't about me. It's all about you, Paul. Take it. What is going on? What's new with you?
Well, you know, summer has arrived in Florida. I actually, among all my other accomplishments, I am the pool boy at our house, and I did get the pool ready because, you know, I'm from Florida. You can't swim till May, but it is swimming pool season. So welcome, everybody, to swimming pool season.
And what is your drink of choice around the pool?
Well, I actually, a Pinot Grigio in a plastic glass. It's kind of boring, but, you know, it won't break, and it won't, you'll be able to get out of the pool. You won't go underwater.
Absolutely. So listen, you're winding up an incredibly successful season at the Palladium. I've been to the Palladium more times than I have been ever. Give us the highlights of what was the best of the season at the Palladium.
Well, I think what was really exciting was, and so we've kind of put this thing called the pandemic in the rearview mirror, so many of us, but for a performing arts venue, it was really devastating. And this was the year where I feel like we saw all our clients back. We saw all our audience come back, and we just had such demand. We did 200. We're going to finish the year with about 220 shows, and we take almost a month off with the college holidays. So that's a lot of shows. And we had a great chamber music season. We had just things worked really well. We had 600 people come out in January for a John Lamb birthday party, and that was just indicative of the whole season. We had sold-out houses. We're sold out tonight for a jazz sort of funk fusion group in our nightclub. It's just been a year of big ticket sales, and people are back, and I'm just thrilled about it. To be in that business, you need people to want to come back.
And, you know, our very own Anne-Marie Butts, Smith Butts, and her jazz band is going to be performing. I think it's the 16th of May.
It is, and if you don't hurry, that show's going to be sold out. She's only got about 30, 40 tickets left to that show. So I would encourage people, if you're listening to this, it's going to be a great show, and come see it.
Well, you love the American Songbook series.
I do. I mean, my wife and I, I was doing American Songbook concerts at the Palladium when I got hired to run it. And the first guy I fired was me, because I thought it's kind of bad form to book yourself at your own venue. But we moved right over to American Stage, and for the next 10 years, Eugenie and I and a small band did an American Songbook series three times a year. So I love that stuff. And when she came to me with this proposal, sort of swing the American Songbook, and she's such a talent. So anyway, I'm excited about it. Looking forward to it.
Yes, us too. And you've got a really big concert coming up as well with, I think it's on the 26th. Is that with... Oh, my goodness. Now I'm going to...
I have to think about this one. There's so much going on.
It'll come to me.
All right, it'll come to me.
We'll get back to it. I have it written down, but it is a big, big, big concert. What happens? How do you get started on the next season? Can you give us any kind of preview of the next season?
Oh, absolutely.
And also this summer.
The summer is great fun because we're so booked. We're a community venue, so people rent us like crazy, and I have to sort of fight for dates for shows I want to do. Summer, July through September, things really slow down, and I'm putting on some of my favorite local and regional bands. We're bringing in some jazz artists from out of the country. We're just doing a lot of fun stuff this summer, and most of it's either in the nightclub or upstairs, very accessible, and Friday, Saturday, and a few Sundays. So I really encourage people to check out our website, because it's a real fun time.
So a night of funk fusion is
sold out tonight.
But I'll tell you, the J. Rod Sullivan Band with Kyle Schroeder, amazing. You've got May 11th, Ballet Academy of St. Pete. Symphony's coming, the British Fantasia on May 12th. Swinging Down Broadway with our very own Anna Marie Smith Butts. And I'm getting to this one that I want to know about. Oh, the St. Petersburg Press Literary Evening.
That's right. Roy Peter Clark gives out his annual Roy Peter Clark Awards to folks in the literary world. And it's a fun little event. And it's the second year.
And it's May 23rd. Yeah. And St. Petersburg Press, near and dear to your heart.
Absolutely. My publisher for the first two books.
And then Shania?
Shania Carroll, who's it's probably my favorite jazz singer working with us today. She has done tributes to Nina Simone and Sarah Vaughan, and she's doing a new album release that she recorded in New York. And she's just wonderful, and that's a great night.
Yes, that's Water Is My Song, May 24th. And, you know, there's all kinds of just so many fun things going, and Pride is coming, and that's going to be wonderful. And the St. Pete Pride Pageant is going to be at Hoff Concert Hall on May 26th. It is the Rainbow Extravaganza. We're going to have Eric Vaughn and other people here. Gerald Notaro will be, and we're going to be doing a big Pride Month. So, you know, you and I have talked a lot about, you've been a journalist and you've interviewed a lot of musicians, seen a lot of musicians. Tell us some highlights of people that you've interviewed, people that have come through the Palladium, or other musicians that you've interviewed during your journalism career.
Well, it's kind of fun. What really gets me excited, I mean, we have to raise money, we have to do planning, I have to do, you know, work with staff and HR and all these things, but dealing with the performers is really the most fun of this whole thing. We try to really fall in love with our performers, have them fall in love with us. I think of one of my favorite examples is Selwyn Birchwood, who's coming this summer in August. Selwyn, I saw him at the Ringside when it was on 4th Street. He's an African-American guy, young guy, a great guitar player, great blues guy. We brought him. He sold 41 tickets the first night in the side door, but my wife and I were there and said, this guy's a star. And we brought him back. He eventually was selling out two nights in the nightclub, and then now he's moved upstairs. He just headlined at the Jazz Fest in New Orleans. He travels all over the world. He was at the Tropical Heat Wave as a headliner last weekend. So he's become a star. His albums are on the top of the charts. That's the relationship we try to do with our artists, and Selwyn's a perfect example. And many of our jazz guys, Nate Najjar and others, Nate's off to Europe.
Daniela,
and,
right?
Daniela and his singer. And it's just, it's been great to watch them grow. And what you also see with some of these artists is that they get better. They're practicing. They're working at it. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. These guys keep getting better.
Through the Palladium to Carnegie Hall. You know, you have one of my favorites, Jeremy Carter, Pure Imaginations, coming to the Side Door Cabaret June 29th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Jeremy is not one of those guys that you just, he's as good as anybody anywhere. We bring in national artists, and Jeremy and James Suggs and our rhythm sections back them up, and they feel like they're in New York. These guys are as good as any place, and Jeremy just is a charming guy. He's been around. He can play anything from pop to funk to jazz, but he's really a jazz man at heart. And this is a show that he came up with and wants to do. He was a member of our fellowship group, and we give him money to create shows now for us.
Well, you know, David Amram, who was born and raised in Pasigrill.
Right.
I had the opportunity to interview him, and I remember that he was at the Palladium, and I believe you got on stage with him.
I did do a song with him. I don't do it too often because I don't like impresarios who get up and sing. But
you're David, not an impresario.
David, really, I just love singing with David. He's been there twice. He's an amazing guy, and they just sent me a note. His agent, who I'm friendly with, sent me a note, said David's 94 maybe, and he's still touring. And he's, maybe he wants to come back to the Palladium. I'd love to have him.
We should celebrate his 95th birthday with you. You have another person that I adore coming, LaRue Nicholson, at the Side Door Cabaret on June 20th. Tell us a little bit about LaRue.
LaRue is a professor at USF. He's been the standby guitarist for everybody in the jazz world here. He's amazing, but he's mostly been a sideman. And we commissioned him as part of the creative fellowships in which we give artists money to create shows. This is the show he created for that. And I'm just excited to see him lead the band, and we're doing, it's mostly all his original material that he wrote under this fellowship we gave him.
You know, you mentioned earlier the fellowships. Paul, I want to talk a little bit about this Artists in Residence program. You've had the Beacon, Florida Bjorkestra, and so many others. Tell us a little bit about the program and who's come through your doors.
You know, what we try to do, again, is it's part of this thing of adopting the best talent. Beacon is an artist in residence, and Beacon is a dance program run by two St. Petersburg natives, and Helen French is one of them, and Helen's a great dancer, and we commission them to bring programs to us, and we just had a really successful night of Beacon. The Bjorkestra, we haven't had back since the pandemic because there are 23 of them, and it's been tough to get that group together, but they'll be back, and our chamber music is a cadre of some of the best chamber players, both locally and nationally. And we consider that an in-house group as well.
Yes, I know that one of I saw a chamber group here at Palladium, I think a couple years ago. The mother lives here in St. Pete. He's so famous.
Oh, yeah, Calidor.
Tell us. I mean, he's in Denmark. He's in New York. He's all over the world.
And they're probably coming back next season. Ryan is incredible. Calidor, it was a young string quartet. We first presented him because they were local. And then they went on to win every award, get every commission. They are one of the hottest, really traditional string quartets. And they're continuing to win awards. And we're going to bring them back next season just because we can.
It's just wonderful. So, you know, in addition to the Palladium, Paul has Cigar City Tales from a 1980s Creative Ghetto. You've just reissued that. And, oh, my God, look at the cover. Wow.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a Budley photo on the cover. And Budley was the sort of the secret guy behind all the things we did in Ybor. Wonderful photographer for Look, Life, and all those magazines back in the day. And the family just – he's been gone for a few years, but the family just had a book published about his shots of the Newark riots from the 60s, and the New Yorker covered it. It's incredible. And there's a whole – Bud is just an underrated star. So we when he passed, I decided to write this book. It did really well. It was my first book, collection of short stories set about the crazy days in Ybor when it was an arts ghetto before it became sort of an entertainment district. And it did really well. It won the gold medal in the Florida Book Awards, and we produced a beautiful new edition in March of 2020. And, of course, it went nowhere because it was March of 2020. So it's now the fifth anniversary, and I'm doing multiple dates around Tampa Bay mostly to reissue this book and bring it back.
So I want to just, we mentioned Paul, you know, Roy Peter Clark, of course, my favorite Inspired professor. This is what he says about Cigar City in a short story titled Ground Zero. Paul Wilburn begins, "I killed the street poet of Ybor," but he lies. This collection proves Paul Wilburn is the poet of Ybor City. Paul, you want to read us something?
Oh, let's see. We probably could.
Let's have a little excerpt. So while Paul is selecting what he will share with us, I want you to know that Paul is going to be introducing L.L. Kirshner, whose podcast debuted, Ill Behaved Women, on Radio St. Pete this week. And he will be over at Coastal Creative, I believe it is June 6th.
Yeah, it's June 6th, I want to say. It's on my calendar.
June 6th, and he'll be hosting.
Check Tom below.
Yep, check Tom below. So, all right, Paul, do you want to read us a little taste?
Yeah, this is just the beginning of the first story called Quarter Moon. And it's not the real person, but it's based on my girlfriend who lived above the Ritz Theater, which was then an X-rated movie house. On full moon nights, Scylla would climb through a window onto the narrow rooftop between her apartment and the ledge over 7th. She loved the metallic purr of the neon movie marquee that hung just below the wide ledge and the glow from it that bathed her in kaleidoscope colors, ruby, emerald, coral. From there, she could watch the moon emerge from a curtain of clouds to whitewash the wrought iron balconies and red brick battlements of Ybor City. Under her huaraches, the roof was a crunchy cereal of coarse gravel and sun-bleached plastic beads tossed by night parade pirates as Scylla and her friends screamed and waved their arms. This ad-lib terrace was why she loved her apartment, a place thousands of miles from the scrubbed middle-class house where she spent her childhood.
Love it. So that is from Cigar City and Florida Hustle. Tombolo Books, great place. Get these books wherever you do get your books. MyPalladium.org is where you get your music. If you want to know more about Paul or book him for a author talk, it is WilbornWrites.com about Paul. Paul, I got one more thing to ask you about. Tonight is the party, the celebrating Radio Theater Projects, another successful year. What's going on?
Radio Theater was something we hatched in Bob Devin Jones's living room 10 or 12 years ago. I keep thinking it's 5 years ago, but he's telling me it's 10 or 12. And it's been really successful. We do it once a month during the season, and we capped this season, I guess, last month. And now, because Bob's retiring, I think we decided to have a special party tonight. And Radio Theater, if you haven't seen it, we should be on Radio St. Pete. I think we ought to come down. But it's really good actors, and you do it radio style, so you're holding your script. You rehearse on Sunday. You do it on Monday night. I play the piano and do some songs as part of it and do a little background music. We have live Foley. It's wonderful fun. It'll be back in the fall. And tonight, we're just going to celebrate 10 or 12 years. I can't remember how many, but we're going to celebrate.
Well, that's at Studio 620. Even Bill DeYoung, our very own Arts Alive, St. Pete Catalyst, and of course, I think today is the anniversary of the Sunshine Skyway Bridge.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Is there. And you know what? The velvet voice of Joe Berdow, our general manager, needs to be there. And yes, we would love to be live from there next year, Paul. Can we make that happen?
Absolutely. We'd love that. Radio theater, one thing it's really lacking is like radio. You know, we need to be on the radio. I think it'd be great.
Well, you heard it first from the Paul Wilborn Show. Paul will be back next month. You have a busy summer. You going back up to Tanglewood?
We're going to Tanglewood. I'm going to a festival called Solid Sound Festival that Wilco, the band, puts on. I'm going to New York in a week to catch a bunch of jazz shows, and I'm just trying to stay out of Florida as much as possible because it's a little hot.
It's a little hot, and it's always hot in the studio when Paul Wilborn is here.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.